We're going to go through this. Now, when I do this by myself, sometimes I go through it really slow, and sometimes I can't go past one scripture without just praying in the Spirit. So I'll say one scripture, and then I'll pray in the Spirit, and it's like it's sinking into me. Because we're living in a time where there's so many toxins just from a natural standpoint. And where, I mean, right now our nation's like on almost a lockdown over viruses. So that means that there's great consternation among the people. And it's not just the people that aren't saved, but it's even the people of God. And I want to say this, I don't know, as humbly as I could possibly say this. And I just give God the glory for this, and I thank Him for this, that I've had zero consternation about this whole thing. I've had zero fear, zero consternation, nothing. And of course, I've had nothing also. Oh, Bob, you're great. Now, Jesus is great. And God's grace, I just believe that God's grace has walked me through this, because I cry for it every day. But these scriptures, I'm telling you, when I feel anything, I go right here. I mean, you could listen to this teaching today and just listen. If you listen to that like 10 times, you might get healed just listening to that. Just listening to me going through Jesus healing people. Just hearing it can heal you. But if you want to say something, this is the way to go. So we're going to go through it a little bit slow. Might even pray a little bit in between, because I really want you to catch some of these things. And I noticed I was about to start in Romans, which is not the one to start on. So 1 Peter 2:24, I know you know this, but I want it to be just like a sticker that you wear on your jacket. It's always with you. Who his own self bare my sins in his own body on the tree, that I, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. Everybody say, I live unto righteousness. I have the righteousness of God because Jesus gave it to me. So I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And because of this righteousness, I declare, by whose stripes my body is completely healed, whole and restored. My back is completely healed, whole and restored. My heart is completely healed, whole and restored. My lungs are completely healed, whole and restored. Now, right now, when I said that about lungs, God is actually touching somebody's lungs right now. There's somebody specifically in here. There is a fire that's in your lungs right now where God is purging your lungs. When I say here, it could even be somebody that's watching. I feel the fire of God in my lungs right now, like I see it. If you feel that, He's purging your lungs. Now, it's not just for today, it's forever. And anything that even a sign of a symptom that tries to come back, you're going to go, no! 1 Peter 2:24. So here's what I'm going to do. You're going to help me. Since He's already healing your lungs, come stand here. You're going to be one of my helpers. Stand here and face me. Anybody else who feels healing in their lungs, you can come. Just if you feel the fire in your lungs like she does, you come and stand here. I want you to stand right in front of me, Jennifer, to inspire me for the healing you just got. Okay. By whose stripes my teeth are completely healed, whole, and restored. By whose stripes my vision is completely healed, whole, and restored. By whose stripes My hearing is completely healed, whole, and restored. I command new gallbladders to appear. I didn't actually mean for you to do that with me, but that's okay, because I was commanding new gallbladders. Oh, Bob, I lost my gallbladder. I command new gallbladders to come into bodies right now. What do gallbladders do specifically? They like purge things, or they what? They hold it. So we need, so for our liver, so it's a cleansing aspect there. So we need them. Okay, let's go to our next scripture. Or do you need to pray in the Spirit over that for a minute? Nobody? Okay, so we'll go. We'll maybe do it on Isaiah, huh? You want to pray? Okay, so pray over 1 Peter 2:24. Go ahead, pray in the Spirit. While you are praying, Jen's going to be up here breathing going, while you're praying, I'm going to read the passage to you again because I want you to remember it. But keep praying. Who his own self bear my sins in his own body on the tree, that I, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes my body is completely healed, whole, and restored. Okay, let's go to the next one. Psalm 103, verse 1 through 5. Listen, if you're at home, I'm hoping that you'll watch all the way through. If you have to go, we understand. But I'm hoping you'll watch because I believe there are people at home are going to get healed doing what we're doing right now. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who has forgiven all of my iniquities, past and future, who has healed me of all diseases. He has redeemed my life from destruction. He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things. So my youth is renewed like the eagles. So say this with me. Holy Spirit, show me the right things to eat for my health and my longevity. Now just pray in the Spirit over that just a little bit. While you're praying, you can keep listening to my voice, noticing that we're dead to sin. We live under righteousness. That he's forgiven all of our iniquities, healed all our diseases. That very much your forgiveness, he has forgiven you, is very much in alignment with your healing. All right, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Surely he has borne my griefs. And you know that means sickness and disease, so we're going to say that. Surely he has borne my sickness and disease, carried my sorrows, anguish, affliction, and pain. And Isaiah the writer was saying this. He said, we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, because nobody could have looked like he did unless God afflicted him, because he took it on him. But he was wounded for my transgressions. You feel that, Charlotte? He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon you. And with his stripes, you're healed. I feel the healing anointing going through your chest, your lungs, and your back right now. I feel it going through the structure of your bones. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. Therefore, I don't have to be. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, my body is completely healed, whole, and restored. Now, we're going to do that again in a second. Anybody, as we're doing this, as you're being healed, I'm going to ask you to do something that makes you just a little uncomfortable, I'm going to have you come and stand by Jennifer. If you, all of a sudden you got healing in your hip or healing in your lung, or you feel a fire somewhere, you got to come and stand up here. And just as a testimony, I'm not going to make you say something on the mic, but just as a testimony, if something's happening in your body, I want you to come up as a testimony. Exodus 15, 26. It's old covenant, but its healing was in the old as well as the new. This is one of the great ones. I diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord my God. And that's what Jesus did for you. I do that which is right in his sight. That's what Jesus did for you. I give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes. Father, you said, I will allow none of these diseases upon thee, which I have allowed upon the Egyptians or those outside my covenant. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's what I do. I'm the Lord your healer. Lord, you are my physician. You are my doctor. You are my healer. Well, I can feel fire now. I can feel it coming into just the front parts of my leg, like just kind of my knees and just above my knees. I can feel the healing anointing coming in there. If you have issues there, just lift your hands and receive that right now. I feel the healing anointing coming in there right at the moment. It's here right now. Say this with me again. Lord, you are my physician. You are my doctor. You are my dentist. You are my healer. You're the one who restores my body. Now just pray over that for just a minute. Go ahead. He is your physician. He is your doctor. He is your healer. He is your dentist. He even wants to be your dentist. Shababahora. I'm going to read to you from Deuteronomy 34:7. It says, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And I want you to say this with me. This is just a declaration of your faith. As Moses, I have better than 20/10 vision. I retain the natural strength of my youth and the restoration of my body. I declare my body is becoming more youthful daily. All right, I want you to pray over that. As you're praying, I want you to remember how your body looked and how your body felt 10 years ago. Barbara, can you feel the healing anointing starting to come on you? I could just feel it. I could feel it coming on you. And as a matter of fact, right when I was saying, do you remember how you look and felt 10 years ago? I believe that God is going to restore 10 years of your youth. But I've been breathing in toxins and chemicals, and God's going to restore 10 years of your youth. He's actually doing it. He's beginning it right now. And you're going to see over the next weeks and months, you're going to look and go, oh my God, I looked the way I did 10 years ago. Okay, this is a great scripture. It's from the Proverbs. If you said, Bob, if you only had a couple scriptures, it would be 1 Peter, Isaiah, and right here in the Proverbs. This would be one of them. I attend to God's words. And it's Proverbs 4, 20 through 22, but we add in the 23rd for just for fun. I incline my ear unto his sayings. They do not depart from my eyes. That means you're hearing the Word of God. You're seeing the Word of God. You're reading the Word of God. I keep them in the midst of my heart. You're memorizing the Word of God. For they are life unto me. What is life? God's Word. They are life unto me. For I have found them. They are health and healing to all my flesh. God's Word is health and healing to my whole entire body. God's Word is medicine to all my flesh. His words heal my whole body. Isn't that good? I want to say a little bit of some parts of that again, because I want to get them clear. God's Word is health and healing to all my flesh. One translation says this: God's Word is medicine to all my flesh. Another translation says, His words heal my whole body. All right, I want you to go ahead and pray in the Spirit over that. While you're doing that, I'm actually going to read this to you again. God's Word is life unto you, for you have found them. God's Word is health and healing to all your flesh. God's Word is health and healing to your whole entire body. God's Word is medicine to all your flesh. God's Word heals your whole body. I keep my heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Barbara, did you feel healing in your body? Then you come on up here. Just you coming up here, you're a testimony. You're a testimony with those that are up here. Romans 8, 1 and 2. Say this with me. There is therefore now no condemnation to me. I cannot be condemned. It does not exist for me in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation to me, for I am in Christ Jesus. Because of that, the law of the Spirit of life has made me free from the law of sin and death. I am freed up from the law of sin that condemns me. I am freed up from the law of death that attacks my body. I'm free from that law by the blood of Jesus, by the body of Christ, by the stripes of Jesus. My body is whole. Oh, pray over that one. Go ahead. Just pray over that one. In Matthew 8, 16 and 17, I'm going to read the 16th verse. We're going to declare the 17th verse. When even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Jesus, you took my infirmities. You bear my sicknesses. Therefore, I'm letting them go. Get out of my body. I command every unclean thing. Get out of my body. Go from me now. Go now. Ooh, that's powerful. Acts 10:38 says this, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Deuteronomy 7:14 and 15. I am blessed above all people. There shall not be male nor female barren among my lineage. The Lord has taken away all sickness from me, and He allows none of the evil diseases of this world upon me. They're not allowed to come on me, but He allows them upon them that hate me. Exodus 23:25. I serve you, Heavenly Father. You bless my food and my drink. Father, you take all sickness away from the midst of me. Plague shall pass by my household. You keep me strong. You take away all my sicknesses. You have turned aside sickness, even away from my heart. Okay. I know we've gone really long, and we live in America. It means our attention spans like 15 minutes, or TikTok, 5 minutes. But you were involved in doing something today that, and you can go home. I mean, this is going to be on YouTube. Tom's going to put it on the website. You can go home and you can go just, you can listen to the message, but you can just go to this part and you can do this part along with me every day if you want, until you just have these things like they're memorized by accident. That's almost the best way to do it. Just memorize it by accident. And then if you begin to get even a sign of a symptom, you've been healed, even a sign of a symptom. No! 1 Peter 2:24. And if that's the only one you know, that's enough. His own self bear my sins in his own body on the tree, that I, being dead to sin, should live into righteousness, by whose stripes my body is completely healed, whole, and restored. And that's where I go into sometimes thanksgiving. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Jesus, that you paid the price, taking stripes upon your back, so that you could give me health, healing, life more abundantly. I just start praising him for it. It all is good, because listen, we can look at individuals and say, oh, this person's healed. We can look at individuals. Don't look at individuals. Look at the word. Look at the promises of God. Because all of us need him. We all need his anointing. We all need his healing. Why, Bob, why do you do that? You know, you believe in healing. Why do you go over these things every day? Because I need them. Because I don't want sickness to come on my body. Or if sickness tries to come on me, I want to be ready. I want to have my weapons ready to defend myself. Amen? All right. Yeah, give the Lord a hand. Come on. Amen.